You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. What's the matter, man? AT&T is not serving your needs right now?
And this is someone who has been with them for like 20 years. I don't even have a contract anymore. How are they fucking me?
Well, maybe you're dead to them.
I guess so. I guess.
Oh, well. With that said, let's get it on. Notorious J.A.Y. brought to you today by MyBookie. Remember, sign up to MyBookie with the promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and get a 110% bonus. This week and this week only, don't sleep on it. It's free money. All right, Jay.
How is this free money?
Because you sign up, you put $100 in, they say, here's 110 more, go have fun.
Okay.
Some restrictions apply. Read the rules, yeah. Restrictions apply. Somebody has...
if you're in Maryland and other states, call 1-800-NON-GAMBLER.
Yes. You're right, exactly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a gambling problem, and never bet more than you can afford to win. Okay, let's start with a dive bar review. Where were you, and you say you've been to the greatest dive bar ever?
It's in lovely Pasadena, Maryland.
Oh, I've heard of Pasadena, Maryland.
And you would love this because it's not far from lovely Compass Point Golf, which I consider my home course now.
Really?
So, yeah, Compass Point. Anyway.
I've played Compass Point. It's really way the fuck down there. It's past Bugs Creek. And Bugs Creek was once known as the Demolition Derby capital of the DMV region. They had a dirt ring track that would run demo derbies there. Southern Maryland, hon!
Wait a minute. They still do.
Still do. Well, of course.
I know people who take their souped-up cars and where are you going? Bugs Creek. I know people who ride motorcycles. Where are you going this weekend? Bugs Creek.
Bud, as in dog, or bug as in a bug that flies around?
B-U-D-S.
Oh, okay. Bud's Creek. Come to Bud's Creek's Demolition Derby Saturday.
In lovely Pasadena, there is a bar called Irv's Basement Bar.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
How did I find this bar? My buddy Jimmy got married, I want to say in 07, and his dinner before the rehearsal dinner was at this place in Pasadena on the water. It was lovely. And us groomsmen, there was like five of us, and it was like 10. We were like, we're not ready to call it a night. So somebody goes, I know a place. And we go, and it's literally in this guy's basement. His name is Irv. He just celebrated his 100th birthday.
Irv Koch. And yes. I'm looking here. First of all, not to interrupt, hold your place in the story. I'm not interrupting people. I'm interjecting, adding information before it washes down the river. Okay. Irv Koch, 100 years old now. A lot of these stories were written, as I Google search it, when he was 91. The best first sign it's a true dive bar is this. They have a Facebook page, but that's it. If this establishment had its own .com, it would be disqualified as a dive bar. Okay, proceed, Mr. Cottrell.
So we go there, and it's about 10:30. And Irv is there. And he had a TV, and I was guessing. But by the way, bras all around from women putting the bras.
That's the
hanging up.
Whip that bra off under your shirt and put it up into the rafters like a championship pair of boulder holders.
And we were watching TV on like an 18-inch old school TV. Like you had to change the channel by changing the channel. Yeah.
Still so, has not changed the televisions to make it any
but
better.
But again, we were there to get ham. Beers were $1.50. I don't remember doing a shot. I just remember having Coors Lights, and they were $1.50. So it got to be about 11:15, and Irv said, well, I'm going to go to bed. You guys put the money on the bar and lock up when you leave.
Oh, my God. That's so what did the awesome. Five of us do?
We I think we left like $75, turned off the lights, locked the doors, and left.
Oh my God.
And he said the only reason he still maintained, because when he bought the house, because I had questions. And he said when he bought the house came with a liquor license.
Oh my God.
And he said it was only like, I think something like $20 a year or 10, like something ridiculous that.
No, you can't. Like, well, you cannot give that up.
And I don't remember the price, but it was something so ridiculous that I said, oh my God. And I've never been back since, but everybody in Anne Arundel County has a story about going to Irv's basement bar.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm going to tell this story to my guys on 9 to noon. On 97.3 The Game, because they do a weekly segment called Dive Bar Review. And in Wisconsin, as you can imagine, there's a lot of dive bars. There are a lot of windowless, cinder block rectangles of despair, from which there's a door in the front, a neon sign out front, and that's it. And inside, there's a bartender who knows your name, who's heard all your tales of woe and can give you a Leinenkugel's tall boy or a Pabst and listen to more of your woe. And the winters are long.
For $1.50.
Yes. But it's funny. They have all this criteria for what, you know, counts as a dive bar. Now in Wisconsin, they have something called pull tabs. Ever heard of pull tabs?
The tab that you pull and the beers come out.
No.
Like a keg? No.
No. Okay. This is gambling. This is like the most primitive, simplistic. When you first learn of it, you're like, that's it? And the answer is, yep, that's it. So in other words, they're cardboard cards that have five peel back strips. Under the strips is a slot machine style 1, 2, 3 of icons or pictures, cherries, bells, whatever. If you get a certain number in a row, it's a certain amount of money as a payoff. And the payoffs are either like $2, $5, $10, and I think the biggest prize is $250. So it's low stakes. And it's so dumb because there's no strategy. You just sit there, you peel it open, you take a look. Did I win? Did I not win? They've got a helpful guide on the back that says, here, these are the winners. But they don't trust the drunks in Wisconsin to know and to be able to read the back of the label and compare. Oh, three cherries, that's $10. So they just stamp win right in huge red letters on top of the little icons. They don't even need the icons because you don't even have to look at them. They figure, well, these guys can be so fucking hammered, they're not even going to know. Hey, three cherries is some money. You should maybe save that one. I don't know why pull tabs have not made it to the Mid-Atlantic. I don't know why they're an upper Midwest thing. Has anyone tried to bring them to our area?
Somehow we pull a scam and take the money. So,
well, they seem up to in the, do
up, a, in the, up in the mid Northwest. They're more trusting. We try to scam.
I guess so. What a great dive bar in a guy's basement. He's 100 years old. And if you're there late and he wants to go to bed, he'll say, look, put the money on the counter, lock up, and turn the lights out. Amazing.
And if any, I don't think anybody's ever stiffed them. Well, you know, I can't say that. I'm sure somebody, but I know we left like $75, and beers were $1.50.
Nice. Well done. Good. Yeah. Good on you. Now, one last question. I know that part of Maryland. Were you okay there as a African American man?
This is Pasadena. This is my county.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. So, what's the ethnic makeup of that county?
I'll tell you this way. Okay, I'll put it to you.
I had thought that area of Maryland was pretty white and pretty not the most progressive of areas. Just saying,
there are Chesapeake Northeast. Yeah, there are two main high schools, Chesapeake and Northeast.
Right.
They used to be god awful at football and basketball. In the last 6 years, Zabe, they become very good. You do the math.
You figure it out. Okay.
You figure it out.
Yes. All right. We turn our attention to Major League Baseball and the Baltimore Orioles. 101 wins in a magical season. Go down in flames. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. How'd you take it? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm pissed, but I have been browbeaten to treat this like the fucking Bad News Bears. We'll get them next year. When I can't say, well, Brandon Hyde kind of fucked up by putting a couple pitches in who shouldn't have been put in. But then, you know, I'm Debbie Downer for saying that. 101 wins is great. I'm sure they weren't an X's model.
No.
By the way, has okay.
X did not have one of his better years on the season totals, I've been told.
But 101 wins is great. But hey, remember when Seattle won like 170? It wasn't. I know it was 170. Nobody remembers that because they lost.
Yeah,
baseball is short. There is no guarantee that you'll be there the next 2, 3, 4 years.
All right. So questions. Question one is: was it a great season for the Orioles?
I'm the guy who says regular season's all fine, but during the postseason. But
No. I say season for a reason. I don't say regular or post. I purposely leave it vague, so I want to hear the answer. Was it a great season? Or was it a great year? Was it a great year for the Orioles? In 20 years, you look back and go, man, 2023 was a great year.
You know what? I'm going to have to say yes because I'm still the guy saying 1989 is the greatest season ever.
Okay.
And they didn't win diddly in 1989.
Okay. So, all right. Fair enough. Secondly.
By those metrics, yes.
All right. So that's the first question. The second question is, second question is, how do you feel overall about the playoff format in baseball?
People bitching. Those people who never watch baseball. In the playoffs, here's how it works. The best teams are there. It doesn't matter what seed. They're the best teams. So you're going to have to win. So I don't want to hear people whining about, oh, we didn't get to play. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's baseball. It doesn't matter.
And you got a slug. Right now, I think.
You got a slug and you got to look at the Braves. Look at the Braves and Phillies. Yeah. They're kicking their ass.
Yeah. Is that game over right now? I turned the TV off right before we came on the air here.
7-1 in the seventh. When I called you.
8-2. It's 8-2, bottom seven right now. And Bryce Harper has two home runs. And he has two home runs after Orlando Arcia, I think, put a post on social media that said, way to go, Bryce, after he was doubled off to end the game the other night. And both times, rounding the bases, Harper did a long stare at Arcia as he rounded second. Pretty awesome.
I just used to like Bryce Harper, but until he went after Papelbon, that's when I was like, all right, this is my guy. Right.
Papelbon was such a fucking Todd. Christ, was he the worst. Papelbon.
So I was like, Bryce is my guy. And he's got the quickest hands I've seen in a while in baseball.
No, he's, listen, this guy was built to play baseball. Bryce Harper, greater sign, Shohei Ohtani. Bryce Harper, greater sign, Mike Trout.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay, I'm just telling you, ball player, just total picture, passion, built to play ball, postseason heroics when the lights are the brightest and the stage is the highest, Bryce Harper.
Shohei Ohtani can hit you 40 home runs and strike out 180 people.
Well, I ain't done seeing it in October.
Well, because he plays for the, if X is listening, the shittiest franchise in the history of sports.
Let's not regurgitate that one. I'll never put that fire out if you do it.
But I've been proven correct. So, but anyway.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'd love to see Shohei in the postseason. I am.
I'd love to see anybody for the Angels in the postseason.
That'd be nice. Yeah, right. You could put the Angels one win away from the World Series, they'd still fuck it up.
It's still right.
Just put them right there on the edge. It'd be like a turtle on a fence post.
With a 3-0 lead in the series.
All right. Let's move to your Steelers. This Matt Canada stuff is wild. Legit wild. For those that don't know, let's get you up to speed. This is from a TikTok by Joel V. Moran about the odd non-reaction of OC Matt Canada when the Steelers pulled a rabbit out of their hat to beat the Baltimore Ravens.
The word on the street is that Matt Canada was not happy about the Steelers' game-winning touchdown, the deep pass from Pickett to Pickens, because he didn't call the play. Look at everybody's reaction. They're all excited they just got this touchdown, but Matt Canada. And this right here, oh, he's A1 from day one. He's tapping Canada on the shoulder like, yo, you on TV, at least look somewhat excited. And now you get a reaction out of Canada. This was Kenny Pickett talking about the play.
Yeah, they were going zero. They heated up the Colts a bunch. I don't think they handled it as well, so I want to make sure we handled it. They gave it to us once earlier, and I got hit on it. So in clutch moments like this, felt like they were going to, you know, come back to it. Got it adjusted. George won on his route, and it was a big play for
him. Based on Kenny Pickett's answer, you can come to two conclusions. Matt Canada called a perfect play call against zero blitz, highly unlikely. Or Kenny Pickett checked out of the original play once he saw it was zero, and then just made a play to George Pickens because he trusted him one-on-one.
Okay, are you buying
that's the truth.
Are you buying
190% because George Pickens saw he was matched up one-on-one with Marlon Humphrey,
right,
who runs right now about as fast as I do trying to play cover corner. Because that was the perfect play call.
Humphrey blew out his knee last year, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying, right? He has no speed, and he's covering one of the fastest receivers in the NFL.
Right, and a guy
matchup made in hell,
and a guy who's a dog. Pickens is a dog, man. I need some dogs.
George's a dog.
Y'all were dumb.
In every sense of the word.
Okay, so when I was watching the game live, and when I saw the shot of Canada, I'm like, that's super weird. But coaches can be weirdos in that they're focused on what they're focused on and maybe not what we're focused on. But as I looked at it over and over and I saw the rest of the coordinators celebrating, and he had a look like, I am dead inside right now. And the other coordinator next to him, I love how he's like, this guy's A1 from day one. He's tapping him on the shoulder like, hey, man, we're on TV. You need to look a bit excited. That is a wow thing. I have a hard time wrapping my head around the possibility that an OC is so thin-skinned and so fucking insecure that he would be mad at his quarterback making a great adjustment on a blitz. Is it
this guy possible? Yes. He's a terrible coordinator.
That he's the worst dick ever.
I said this every week. He is, and the only... there's two things, by the way, I've learned this week in sports you can't say. You can't say Mike Tomlin's a bad coach.
Oh, boy.
And you can't say Lamar Jackson's not that great of a quarterback.
Or
I
passer.
I said those two things. Or passer. Yeah. I'm sorry, passer. I said those two things, and you might as well say that I have joined the Ku Klux Klan... And then now, and I was marching against the black people in Selma because I've been called everything. Because and I tried to point out Mike Tomlin has a shitty coaching tree. When I say shitty, I mean there's not. But somebody said, "What about Brian Flores?" Brian Flores is pretty ecstatic before he came to Mike Tomlin's staff. He has a shitty coaching tree, and he can't hire anybody. He hasn't made a good hire. Since he's been coach, I can't remember, but Terrell Austin, the DC, is not bad.
Okay.
Let me take that back.
Okay.
Because the defense is good. But everything else is
that
terrible.
That said, he's never had a losing season.
I haven't heard that since 6 minutes ago.
It's the ultimate argument, Ender. You say he's not a good coach. I've got other friends. Including
it's like LeBron and MJ. Well, he's got 6 titles and he never lost in the finals, right? It's the same thing. But what about all those times? But I did see him lose to Orlando in a playoff
dribbling
game.
It off his leg wearing 45 like a dipshit.
Right. But I'm just saying. If Mike Tomlin was on this. By the way, we saw 2 shitty coaches. John Harbaugh's a shitty coach also.
Oh, yeah.
He's another guy who his play clock management is reprehensible. He's a terrible coach.
Terrible, but not as bad as Josh McDaniels, who I ripped up side and down the other this week.
That's
16 seasons. 16 seasons. Not a single losing season. I don't care how solid you say it's the organization. I don't care about, hey, he had Big Ben, Hall of Fame quarterback. Never a losing season. I think he's better than you and some of my other Steeler friends, like Nathan Nye, who I'm golfing with as we speak right now, when this airs and will drop on the podcast. He also does not like Mike Tomlin at all.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Mike Tomlin a better coach than Andy Reid?
No. So what? They're both great. Coaches.
I'm just trying to get a baseline. But again,
do you like winning? Do you like winning? If so, Mike Tomlin's done a lot of winning for the Steelers.
I like winning in the playoffs, and now, he hasn't done that in 6 years.
I know. So you're not a Tomlin fan. My guy Nathan's not a Tomlin fan. You're black, he's white. The tiebreaker goes to Big Tony, who is the biggest black redneck ever. He used to call 980 all the time. Hey, man, look.
He used to call me. Yeah.
Hey, man, look here, Slim. Tell him, man. He didn't know shit what he's doing, man. I tell him, I get in and I'll fix all that shit up for him, man. He ain't got no coaches, no damn shit about nothing, man. Hey, by the way, deer season, I took my 40-06 rifle out there. I got a couple of buck.
By the way, saying all this with a dip in his mouth.
Yes, exactly.
That was my dude.
Oh my god. Hold on. There's another
thing, though. Yeah. It's wrong.
All right, let's get off Tomlin and let's get off the super tight shots of his white pubic hair, salt and pepper beard, which they keep zooming in on during the games, and I'm like, God. Don't get that tight on his face. All I can look at is those scraggly white hairs. Let's go next level on this whole thing with Canada. So I see the clip. I listen to the TikTok. I was like, maybe. I don't want to be a sucker for this. Maybe. Then somebody posts this as Canada comes down from the booth to bro hug and shake and celebrate with the other coaches. Right as kicker Chris Boswell walks by and says something that makes my jaw drop. Take a listen. Oh, hold on a second.
Boswell.
I love it.
Oh,
because of you.
Ain't because of you. You can see Boswell say it clearly behind Canada's back as they're walking in. I don't think it's a dub. Nobody has said this is fake. Holy shit, Jay.
Hey, did you not hear what happened at the Pittsburgh Penguins game last night?
No, but before we get to that, do you think this video is real?
100% real. 100% real.
You have the kicker. And granted, Boswell has held it down in Pittsburgh.
Second best kicker behind.
What, in league history? You going to go that far?
Behind Justin Tucker so far. In this era. Second best kicker.
I think so. Hines or Acrisure now is the hardest kicking venue in the league, bar none. It's harder than Buffalo.
Routinely hits 52 yarders into the open end.
The open end is where field goals go to die. He's held it down, but he's still the fucking kicker. The kicker is mouthing off to the OC after a win, saying, not because of you.
Wow. Because I've seen vitriol towards coordinate. It's always the offensive coordinates in Pittsburgh. It was Todd Haley. Bruce Arians. Randy Fickner.
Right.
They hate Todd Haley. He's the most hated coordinator I've ever seen in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
It's not even close.
All right. Let's go to the Penguins game. What happened at the Penguins game with Canada?
They broke out a chant, "Fire Canada," clap, 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 clap. At the Penguins game.
Holy shit.
And the only reason I heard this was I was listening to the station like around 10, and the hosts were just lambasting the fans, calling them low class and idiots. And I thought it was wonderful. If there was Pittsburgh baseball in the playoffs, they'd be chanting "Fire Canada." There is no way he can come back. There's no way.
But two pieces of video were just pretty incredible. Speaking of the Pens game the other night, I thought this was cool as well. The referee was mic'd up, and it was a face-off between Sid Crosby, pretty much the face of the league right now, except for some of these young guys, and number one overall pick Connor Bedard of the Blackhawks, who is apparently the next coming of God on skates. And here was the referee right before he dropped the puck.
Hey, Sid, welcome back for another season. Connor, welcome to the NHL, man.
Thank you.
Have a great game.
Ha ha! Fuck yeah! Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game I can name. God, I fucking love that. You know, it's just a little bit of extra theatric flair. You know, welcome back, Sid, for another year. Connor, welcome to the NHL. It's showtime. Let's have a good game. Bam! Puck on the ice. Love it. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Okay, USC.
They're school in Southern California.
Okay, good. I was so quiet, I didn't know if I had lost you.
Yeah.
This from Paul Feinbaum's Twitter account, quoting Ralph D. Russo of the Associated Press on the 6-0 Southern Cal Trojans, who didn't exactly impress last weekend, but Shedeur Sanders still made sure to pose in front of the fans after the game, the opposing fans. He says, looking at the second half of the season for Southern Cal, red flags all over. I wouldn't be surprised if they finish 8-4. Jay?
It might happen. I want to see how they play Saturday.
Against Notre Dame in what could be a torrential rain and wind event.
Yes. Yes. So
did you see the assistant coach today at practice spritzing the punt returners? Yeah. Not even a hose. It was like a little spray. It was like a garden spray. I'm like, have you seen a fall monsoon in South Bend, Indiana? You're going to need a much bigger hose than that to simulate anything.
If they play well and beat Notre Dame, but again, I think I said it on this podcast before, the Pac-12 is a gauntlet. They're like, UCLA is good as hell. Utah is good as hell. Washington State is good as hell. Oregon is good as hell, and UW, Washington, is good as hell. So they're going to beat each other up and miss the playoffs yet again because nobody's going to go undefeated.
Yeah. Kind of makes you wish the league hadn't fallen apart like a bad sweater. Right? Are you not depressed that the league has completely fallen apart and will dissolve?
Because of
TV money.
Yeah, Utah's and Arizona State's presidents. And the person who hired, what's his name, the dillhole who was there before. Why can I think of his name? The commissioner they brought in from Las Vegas.
Larry Scott.
Larry Scott.
Larry Scott was the most incompetent, corrupt motherfucker ever.
He reminds me of a program director he once worked for. Mm. Literally the spinning image.
Which one? Every program director? Is it a conglomeration of all of them?
One who'll probably listen. He'll go, are you talking about me? If you have to wonder if we're talking about you, it's probably you.
By the way, I had fog brain there. I was conflating the Colorado escape with your escape, and I mentioned Shedeur Sanders. You guys beat Arizona 43-41 in triple overtime.
And I almost went to bed, not even going to watch the game, because I've seen every snap of every game. And yes, I have a bootleg Pac-12 for those couple games that were on before. Oh. Because nobody outside of the West had the Pac-12. But right. I almost went to bed, and I was like, oh, 3-0. Oh, 10-0. Huh, 17-0. And by the way, 17-0, and Caleb Williams has probably thrown for, I think it was like 50 yards and half.
Right.
And I was like, this is getting interesting. And so 10:30 became 2:30 in the morning that I finally went to bed after watching a triple overtime. And I don't think you're allowed to celebrate if you beat an unranked team and you're in the top 10. I don't think you're allowed to celebrate.
Probably not. Probably not. That said, Jay, when I send you stuff about USC, just know this.
I just don't. Whatever.
I know. Just so you know, I am not actually anti-USC. I love the color scheme is glorious. The simplicity of the helmet logo, glorious. My niece went to USC. I got accepted to USC. That was the runner-up school, along with Arizona State, to UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West. Got into three places. Now, USC did finish third out of three. It was UCSB won the battle to land me. I got a lot of nil money back in the day.
I was going to say,
A lot of under the table stuff.
They gave you Chick-fil-A. Is that what sealed the deal for you?
They didn't have Chick-fil-A out there at the time. We're talking 1986, brah. You and I are the same age. Right. Ancient memories. It would have been Arizona State second. And in retrospect, I would have gone to Arizona State. If I had to do over again, I'd go to Arizona State instead. And then USC was cool, but it was in the middle of Watts. So, yeah, you know, you had to sort of embrace that urban lifestyle. That said, I'm not anti-USC, but I just send these things because I know they'll be good grist for the mill, good, you know, stuff to talk about. In fairness, you said, let's talk about why the Packers suck. And I said, I'd be more than happy. I have many things to say about that. Proceed, counselor, with your questioning.
Is Jordan Love going to be it?
Boy, it's not looking great right now.
That's my first, second, and 23rd question. And he he has no receivers. That's the other thing. Do they not want to draft or get free agents for that position?
Well, here's the thing. They drafted Christian Watson. And he may not be a WR1. He may be a one-trick lid-lifting pony who's fast as fuck but doesn't have the best hands, doesn't fight for 50-50 balls, which is what killed him on that end zone interception to end the game. Some guys, they go up, and they're dogs for that ball, right? Randy Moss, Michael Irvin.
George Pickens.
Pickens is a dog as well. Steve Smith. Steve Smith was the most ferocious air dog, go after the ball, you're not going to get it. At 5'9". Caved in a teammate's face just because he didn't like the shit that was being talked during a film session. Crazy motherfucker. Steve Smith Sr.
Angry for no reason.
Right. He's got life by the tail. Like, what are you so mad about, Steve Smith? Anyway.
Yeah. Beautiful wife, beautiful kids, yeah.
Right. So Watson may not be a true WR1. Some are saying his route accuracy or at least, you know, the elegance of his regular routes is not very good, you know, cuts and all this stuff. That he's a one-trick pony. He's also been hurt for the first four games of the year, so there's that, or three games of the year. Played a little bit in game four. Dobbs flashed last year but has regressed. Jaden Reed's a nice whip-whap slot guy out of Michigan State. He's had some bursts so far, but, you know, Love is not delivering. He started out with a big bang against Chicago. We didn't know how bad they sucked. Now we do. And he's regressed ever since. So, real problems. The biggest problem with the Packers is this, Jay. They don't have any running backs besides Aaron Jones that scare defenses in the modern NFL. You know what they got in A.J. Dillon? They got a replica of Larry Zonka. Whoopity doodah right fucking day.
No cuts, just run right ahead real hard.
That's basically it. And I'm like, I've been saying this for a couple of years, and nobody likes to hear it up there because he's so well-liked, and he's got a nickname, Quadzilla, because he's got huge quadricep muscles. That's great.
Hey, how about that?
I've said for quite a while, nobody else has one of these. The only team that has a big back with a high waistline runner is Tennessee with Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry is a V12 Ferrari who in the open field will run away from you. A.J. Dillon is not running away from anybody. So what do you got? So they ran him into the ground on Monday night. They played a very low margin of error game, and they did not overcome the low margin of error, and they couldn't block Max Crosby either. But, yeah, the team is young. Packers are young. Love is still finding his way. They've had some key injuries that have hurt him, but nobody cares. It's the NFL, right, Jay? Everyone's hurt. Nobody cares. And they're on their way to 5, 6, 7 wins at most. 5, 6, 7.
Have you done? I know you love to do tears. Have you done your tears of?
Yes.
Not tears, but
tears of a clown. Tears of the league. Yeah, I put the tears together last week, and I have since forgotten to do it this week.
I don't know how you would quantify this as tears, but the category is: are they it or are they not quarterbacks? Like Mac Jones.
No, Mac Jones is so totally not it. Holy shit, he's not it.
Like I said, Kenny Pickett, not it.
Just hold on to that receipt for a little longer.
Jordan Love. That's on that. Quarterbacks like his second or third years. Desmond Ritter, who we lambasted, and then he had a great game last week.
Yeah, but I don't think, just, I hate to say this, eye test, I don't think Desmond Ridder has got it.
But I heard someone, I think it was Pete Schrager. I don't know if you like Pete Schrager from the NFL Network.
I do like Peter Schrager. I consider him to be an overachiever because his body type and facial look does not say television. Television is the land of pretty people. And so he's an average Joe. So I celebrate the fact he was able to get in when that show was kind of nothing, you know, and nobody was paying attention. And he's hung in there and has stayed on. Good for him.
But he actually tried to – no, he tried to propose a point that Zach Wilson might have something, to which I just said
– oh, boy. Well, now, see, people are doing U-turns now on Justin Fields, on Zach Wilson. They may do a U-turn as well on Ridder. I mean, this is the NFL. It's the kaleidoscope league. What you saw one week is totally different the next. Look at the Bengals. I put the Bengals last week in my get your shit together tier. Next thing you know, Ja'Marr Chase has a franchise record and 3 touchdowns.
Jared Goff. How about that? Who saw that turnaround?
I mean, the dude's balling. Are you Dan Campbell positive?
I had Dan Campbell overload. Maybe that's what it was from
right.
All off season.
He was a bit exhausting early on.
They're 4-1. He's got scoreboard. Can't say anything bad about him.
Do you know any Lions fans?
I've never met one. No. Well, our former colleague Dan Miller.
Yeah.
That's like the only person.
He's the play-by-play man for the team.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a fan. He's from Michigan. He's originally from Michigan, so there's that.
Happy for him.
All right. Let's get to FTG and put a wrap on this. It's been a good run so far. Started with a good dive bar review. Al's Dive Bar. Irv.
I'm not a good guy.
Irv's Basement Bar. Pasadena, Maryland.
Fuck that guy.
Okay, here we go, Jay. Who do you got?
All baseball fans who I hear bitching about the play-by-play announcers for said network doing games. I heard so many people bitching about the Fox broadcasters. Oh, my God, they're so one-sided against the Orioles. And I'm like, what are they supposed to say? Nathan Eovaldi is shoving the ball up our asses. And we just gave up 6 runs in the second. What do you want them? How are they supposed to wax poetically about the order? Shut up! Don't be a stupid idiot fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that just pissed me. Oh my God! I heard it from every. I got texts all night. Oh, the announcers are clearly for the Rangers. No, the Rangers are kicking our asses. That's why they're waxing poetically about the Rangers.
Yeah. So you say.
Baseball fans, shut the fuck up. Fuck those guys.
My FTG goes to none other than the National Collegiate Athletic Association. You may know them as the NCAA, Jay. And they still completely suck. I will defend the NCAA at times when it's fashionable to bash them, saying, well, someone's got to be the referee. Someone has to enforce the rules, whatever little rules are left these days. But after a 2-year investigation into absolute anarchy of cheating, scandal, and sexual assault, it looks like, at Kansas, 2 years later, they issue the report and they go, here, give me your wrist, Bill Self. Okay, there you go. You've been punished. Fuck them. They're the worst. Put Kansas on ice, for God's sakes. I shouldn't have expected anything more than that. Should I, Jay?
Now, if it was Prairie View A&M,
they'd
be on 9 years. It's been 9 years probation.
No, they'd line up the basketball team, and they would run over their basketballs with large tanks in front of them and make them cry, and then put them on 74 years of probation. All right, Jay. As always, a good run. Back to the baseball. We'll talk next week, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.